And then after you, so a woman would be doing the
laundry.
But after she washed, she would have to.
Oh, do the ironing.
So what would you say the would you do you call that the laundry or the washing?
I call it both. Probably depends. Well, I guess I'd say I'm going to go do the laundry. And then when I was washing, I might say, I'm washing. You know, I'm washing some clothes now or something like that.
The washing and ironing together, you say, are the...
No, I consider the washing and the laundry the same thing. The ironing to me is something different, separate.
Well, is there a place called the laundry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where is it? What would that be?
I usually call it a laundromat.
And where would somebody... like, where do I take my shirts?
To the cleaners.
And your house is a one-story house.
Right.
But if it was a two-story house, what would you have to go from the first floor to the second floor?
Stairs.
And if they were outside, what would you call them?
I'd still call them stairs.
And, you know, this porch thing interests me, because you said it doesn't have a roof, you wouldn't call it a porch.
Well, I can't think, I don't know exactly what I'd call it. I've tried to think of that, but...
Well, that's fine.
I might call it a porch. It depends. Like if it's someone's house, a friend of mine's house, and they call it something particular, I would call it the same thing.
So you don't have a set?
No. Uh-uh.
Well, what about this area right here? We're on the second floor.
Right.
Is that a porch out there in front of us?
No, I wouldn't consider that a porch.
Could you have a porch on more than one floor?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard a porch called anything else? Any other names for older names?
Yeah, I'm sure I have. Like, can't remember.
Well, what about in the deep south? the houses have big columns and rise
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know what you're gonna ask me, but I can't. I don't know what you call it.
You wouldn't call that a porch.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, have you ever heard the comment? Well, have you ever heard the word veranda?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Well, to me, a veranda is like a porch, but something a lot bigger. And when I hear the term veranda, I think more of the South.
Do you consider this the South?
I consider this the South, but not like the South where you're from, because to me, we're a lot farther south, so we're really, to me, we're the South, is, you know, because we're the southmost you can get. But I don't consider us the West, which is what we're considered as far as geographically.
Well, that's interesting. If that door opened and, you know, it was real cold outside something, you'd tell me to do what to the door?
Close the door.
Is there another word you could
use? Shut the door.
Do you use one more than other? I mean, what would you usually say? Just
either one.
And the outside of this building is brick. What's the outside of this your house?
Brick.
And are there many houses here where there's boards, and there's one board and there's another one on top of it like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
I'd call that a frame house.
Would it make any difference if the boards went this way, you know, straight up and down, horizontally and vertically? You call it a frame house, right?
Yeah.
What do you call this? Just that kind of house with one board and then another one on top of it like that, all the way up? You know what I'm talking about? Sort of overlapping boards?
Yeah, I'd call that probably a frame house too. To me, a house built out of wood or something, unless it was a log cabin, I'd call it a frame house.
Have you ever heard those boards call something?
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
Okay. Have you ever heard of weather boards or clapboards or clapboards?
Heard of clapboards.
What are they?
I couldn't really define it.
What's siding?
Siding. To me, siding could be made out of boards, or it could be, what's that